Hello and welcome to the Car Sim and Race Driver Show with me, Hugh Hattrick. I do hope you're well and having a great week. Well, there's been quite a lot happening in the world of motorsport and especially Formula One. We've had the first eight races confirmed for the calendar going right up into the autumn. And it looks like we're going to have two races in Austria, followed by a race in Hungary. Then we've got two races in for the British Grand Prix. And then we've also got races in Italy. And in Spa as well. So it's going to be right the way through to early autumn. The first eight races have been disclosed, and then they will give us the next eight races or thereabouts over the coming weeks and months. But I thought I would quickly go over one of the other headlines, and then I'll talk about the next show that we're doing tomorrow night, which is a very, very exciting Formula One guest. That's right. We've managed to hit the big time with the guest that we have tomorrow night. Now, one of the headlines that we have here is very different races will be as fierce as ever, says Christian Horner. The battle between Formula One teams will be as fierce as ever when racing resumes next month. And that's according to Christian Horner, the boss of Red Bull. Now, with Formula One having the green light for the 2020 campaign, the two events at the Red Bull Ring in July, teams are now gearing up for racing to start going ahead after the extended factory shutdowns. And Horner is convinced that although the build-up to each event will feel quite different, as there'll be no actual crowd there, that once the track action starts, the competitiveness between the teams and the drivers will be as good as ever. I have to say I'm looking forward to two races in a row at Austria. I mean, it normally brings up a good race anyway. I mean, it will be different not having a crowd of people there, but I do think it will be quite fun and it will be quite exciting. Now, one of the other headlines that was in there was, of course, in Formula E, because we had all the controversy of Daniel Abt in the esports version of it, but in the real version of it, as they do it on the esports at the moment, one of the first people to win a race recently is Stoffel Vandoorne, and he took the championship lead of the Formula after winning the Formula E race home challenge, and that was his first win in the series. And of course, he runs for Mercedes, and that was in New York at the Brooklyn Street Circuit, which was a very kind of strange circuit to watch. There were quite a few kind of hairpins and long rights and lefts, and there was quite a few bumps and shunts. But for Stoffel Vandoorne to finally get a win in the esports series is a great achievement. Now, going on to tomorrow, we have a very special guest. We have a Formula One engineer, that's right, a Formula One wind tunnel engineer called Will Daniels, who will be coming onto the show at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So make sure you join us for that, because maybe if you're a sim driver and you're looking for, you know, what is it like to have an engineer to help get all these perfect setups, then tomorrow is the show that you need to watch, because Will Daniels, he helps Josh Martin, who's another pro esports sim racer. You've seen him on our show a couple of times, and he is his engineer for the SRO competition that's been going on in the last wee while. So if you have any questions, you can email with him. It's info@hughhattrick.com, or of course just ask me on the night. You can leave your comments. It will be live on YouTube only, exclusive to YouTube. It's the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, and that will be on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock with Will Daniels. So get ready for that one. It will be really, really good. And we're also going to do a live pod bean event on Friday night with Andrew Marr and myself, and we'll go into the headlines a little bit more, and you have our usual banter too. And on June the 7th, which is this Sunday night, we'll be having another go at commentary, because there's going to be another Formula One race to commentate on. So make sure you join us for that. Hit the like button, give us a subscribe if you can, and share the shows. So drive fast and try not to crash, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye just now.